Welcome to the Spartan Underground Show, your ultimate resource for everything Spartan race training. Discover what the best SGX coaches are doing to help their clients boost performance, dominate obstacles, and get through each race burpee free. Here is your host, Mike Diebler.
What is up, everybody? This is SGX coach Mike Diebler. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am really excited because this is episode one of the Spartan Race Underground podcast, and I'm so excited to get this started, and I really hope you get a lot of takeaways from this to help your Spartan Race training. So I figured I would take this first episode just to kind of let you learn a little bit more about me and kind of why I started this podcast, and a little about how I train my clients for this that I hope you would get a lot out of. And then I'll kind of go into what future episodes are going to be like. So I'm hoping you like what you hear and you're going to come back. If you do like what you hear, I would definitely love a rating in iTunes. So, you know, this is a free show, and I would love for you to tune in each week when we release it and basically let me know that I'm doing a good job, or if I'm not, then let me know, and I will definitely do everything I can to improve it. But I am an SGX coach, so I actually live out in San Diego. I own a personal training studio, and we actually started as more of a fat loss community, and that still is a lot of what we do, but a couple years ago, we started getting into Spartan race training, and when we found out there was an SGX program, we wanted to go through it and learn more, and it kind of took off from there. So we've helped tons of individuals either get through their first race, or those that have already run it and just weren't happy with their results. We help them get through some of the more challenging obstacles. And we've been having just such good success with our clients that I just wanted to share some things that I think might interest you, and hopefully that's why you found us. So that's really the main reason I started this. Just to kind of give you an idea of what to expect in each episode, I am gonna share. One, I'm a heavy research-based person I'm a nerd. I guess that's the easier way to say it, but I love reading new research. I love trying new things out. I don't rely only on research to try new things, but it's nice when research kind of confirms what we're doing and or at least starts pointing us in the right direction. So each week I will share some new research that's out there that I find relevant to Spartan race training, whether it has to do with running, training, improving your jumping ability, your recovery, your sleep, whatever it might be. We'll cover a ton of different topics that'll help you there and you know, give you some more resources for you. On top of that, we're also going to go over some kind of tool or resource or basically something that you can take away and plug into your training program immediately. So it could be a cool website to help you with your training, new tracking system, ways to just make you train better, new equipment that's out there. We're going to go over a ton of different things to help you improve your training and try and keep it as practical as possible. So sometimes the research gets a little bit more in theory, but that tool or resource of the week is definitely going to be something that will help you immediately with your training program. And then after that, we're going to go over different topics that are just going to help you with your training. What I will do most of the time is actually get other SGX coaches on here. You're going to learn a lot about me and my training style, but I wish I knew everything. I rely on a lot of people to get better, and I'm sure you do the same. So we're going to bring other coaches on here to help get their insight on some of their tactics for training, and hopefully you can take away a lot from those interviews. So that'll kind of be the format from show to show. Today's going to be a little bit different because it's our first episode, and I have our system that I just wanted to share with you because it's, like I said, it's worked so well with our clients, and it's just something that I really think is going to benefit anyone training for a Spartan race, whether it's your first one and you're just kind of intimidated and don't know where to get started, or if you've done a bunch and you're just trying to hit the elite category or whatever it might be. So we're going to go over my system. Before we get started, there's obviously show notes for this episode and all the episodes that you're going to hear. So if you are interested in learning more about any of the topics we talk about, I'll be putting links in there and other resources for you. Just head on over to our website, which is www.spartanunderground.com/podcast, and you'll find all of the episodes on that webpage in case you miss any as we post more and more up there. All right, so let's get into our system that we use, and I really think this is going to be beneficial for you. I refer to it as the REST system, R-E-S-T, and that basically it's a four-component system, and it's funny how it works out, and it turned into REST because our first step is actually recovery, and that's what the R stands for. I know that might sound like a weird place to start, recovery, before we even get into the training, but I believe so strongly in the recovery portion of your workouts. And I think the biggest mistake people make is they go hardcore with their training and they don't allow for proper recovery. Remember, you don't necessarily get stronger during your training, right? Obviously, that's the stimulus that sets everything in motion, but you get stronger when you're resting from your workouts, right? You get stronger when you're sleeping. That's where you're building muscle and recovering from your workouts. So that's where I like to start. And the number one topic we always start with is injury prevention, because there are so many injuries that occur, not just with Spartan race training, any type of obstacle course race training or just exercise in general. Unfortunately, the more active you are, things can go wrong, and when you try and push yourself, you know, accidents happen and injuries occur. So we want to make sure we're doing something for injury prevention, and there's lots of different ways we can go about this. We use the FMS when we have a client come in. That stands for the functional movement screen. Now there's lots of different assessment tools that coaches might use. That's just one I found to be a great starting place. So what the FMS is seven movements that you would go through, and there's a scoring system with it, and it's basically looking at fundamental movement patterns that either looking at movement, looking at mobility, looking at stability, all these different components of movement, and kind of scoring you. And it's the first step. It's just telling us where there's some red flags or if you should even be exercising. Those that score low on this really have a lot of issues that need to be dealt with before they start exercising. So that's the system we use. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to functionalmovement.com. You can go to their coach finder, and there's coaches all over the country that can perform the FMS, and you can go that route. There's also a book called Athletic Body and Balance by Greg Cook, who's one of the co-founders of the FMS, and in that book you'll find kind of a self-assessment. So you can go through something like that and just kind of see how you're moving. But the main thing is, before you just jump into a program, you should just check things out to make sure that you're moving properly. And yes, there are self-assessments that you can absolutely use, but it's not a bad idea to have a professional come in and look at your different movements. You know, things like a squat or a lunge or a push-up or any other basic movement, because if you just start loading up on weight and training these movements, you can definitely hurt yourself. And even if it's not right away, if you're not performing these with efficiency, you're gonna get stronger and stronger at kind of the wrong thing. And you may not get hurt right away, but it's almost like a ticking time bomb, and someday you might get hurt. So definitely think about some way you can assess yourself. If you're currently in pain, definitely get that checked out. Just resting and doing nothing, yes, the pain might go away for a while, but it's most likely going to come back once you start doing something. So you just want to really take caution before you do anything like this. So if getting an assessment isn't something that you realistically think you can do, in terms of injury prevention, at least having a proper warm-up is going to be a huge part of your routine. To keep this simple, essentially have three portions of your warm-up that you want to do each time you work out, and that's going to be foam roll, stretch, and then activate. So I can spend hours probably talking about this one section, but real simply, if you've never heard of a foam roller, it's just a tool that you can use that essentially like a self-massage that's just going to help move water around, warm up the tissue, and just get it more pliable so it can move better. So you're kind of like opening up the window that you so that you can stretch better and move better. And it's kind of one of those things where yes, it is a little painful when you're rolling, but once you do it, you just move so much better. So if you don't have a foam roller, they're not expensive at all. It's something that I would strongly recommend you would get, and that's actually this week's tool of the week is just making sure you have a foam roller or some type of myofascial release tool, like a lacrosse ball or tennis ball. There's all sorts of different things out there, but start simple with some kind of foam roller. And when you foam roll, like I said, that opens up the window so you can move a little bit better. You immediately want to follow that up with your stretching. So foam roll, you can pretty much do just about any muscle that might be tight. It's kind of one of those things, you know it when you need it. If you're rolling on a muscle and it hurts, you're probably on the right track. So start with some big ones. So something like your calves, your quads, your hips, your lats, your pecs. Those are all great places to start, but just play around with it and see what seems to work well for you. And then you're going to move on to some type of stretching. Now, you can do static stretching, dynamic stretching, whatever seems to work well for you. The main thing is there's certain joints of the body that you just need to move better. And when we look at most people that come in for training, they tend to lack proper movement in certain joints that they really, really need it. The main joints that you want to move well are going to be your ankles, your hips, your thoracic spine, which is kind of like your upper spine between your shoulder blades, and then your shoulder joint. Those are, if we just simplify, are the ones that you're really going to want to focus on. So focus on stretches that at least get those areas. If you know there's certain joints that you just don't move well in and need to stretch more, that's great, but this is just a good starting point for you. So for example, your ankles, right? So one muscle that might be tight that's not allowing your ankles to move properly would be your calves. So you might want to spend a minute or two rolling back and forth on a foam roller to get those calves moving better, and then you're going to do some type of calf stretch. There's a million different calf stretches out there, but we're just going to keep it simple with probably something you've seen before. That's just like a wall stretch where you're pushing up against the wall and driving your heel down into the floor to get a nice calf stretch, right? So that's just going to be a good start to get your ankle moving a little bit better. Or let's say you need some better movement at your hips. Maybe you're going to work on your quads or your hip flexors. So maybe you're going to spend a little bit of time foam rolling your quads, and then you're going to do a standing quad stretch, or you're going to hit the foam roller into your hip flexors and then do a half kneeling hip flexor stretch, rocking back and forth, just to create better movement in there, right? So that's all great ways to start your program, because the better those joints move, the better the movement's going to be, and the less likely you are to compensate and hurt something like your low back or your knees. Moving on, like I said, the shoulder's another area. So often people are really tight in their lats or their pecs, so you might want to lay on a foam roller, roll up and down your lats, kind of down the side of your body towards your armpits, and then doing a standing lat stretch where you're like grabbing a pole, leaning back, or grabbing onto a band and stretching your pec out, or in a doorway. It's harder to describe them with just audio, but if you just Google stretches like calf stretch or hip stretch or shoulder stretch, you're going to find a ton of different examples. They're all great. Find the ones that seem to work best for you. But those are just creating better movement in those joints. And then our last step is activating. So there's certain muscles, when a joint's tight, certain muscles are going to be weak and have a hard time activating. So these will typically be like your glutes or your glute medius, which is a muscle on the side of your hip, or the muscles around your shoulder blades, around your scapula. Those are all muscles that have a really hard time activating on some people. So we might do things like monster walks, where you wrap a band around your ankles or your knees and you walk forward or walk sideways. That's a great way to activate your glutes. Or maybe you do a T-raise, which is like a reverse fly, where you can just lay face down on a bench and then have your arms straight out and squeeze your shoulder blades together. All right, so now that we got your shoulders moving better, we get the muscles that need to tighten working better. So all great examples. We actually have a resource. Some of these things I'm going over might be hard to understand just on a podcast, but if you go to our website, which is just spartanunderground.com, and just sign up for the Step Up to Spartan program, that's a free program we put together that's basically explaining this whole system that I'm talking about, and there are examples of everything. So if you are totally lost and have no idea what I'm talking about, just check those out. But the main thing is, get a good warm-up in before every workout. Don't just go on a run. Don't just hit the weights. Make sure you prepare your body so you're less likely to get hurt. And then other big things with recovery, the two biggest are going to be sleep and nutrition. So how are you sleeping? Right? In that report, we talk a lot about ways to improve your sleep so you are properly recovering. When you don't sleep right, you're just setting yourself up for a bad day, and you're not fully benefiting from your workouts. So making sure you have good strategies for sleep, you know, things like going to bed at the same time every night, not playing on your phone in the bed, or not watching TV in bed, all the lights being off, getting your room as dark as possible, making sure there's no noise, or making sure there's a little bit of noise. Maybe you like sleeping with some white noise in the background. Whatever it is, play around and find things that help for you so you are going to sleep and getting a full night's sleep. On our website as well, you can check out an interview we did with Dr. Brandon Marcello, and we go over some different strategies to help you sleep and kind of the importance of it, and also different recovery strategies. So I'll make sure to put a link for that in the show notes. And then nutrition, obviously we can spend a whole podcast just talking about nutrition, but in that same audio interview, you can learn the different things you'll want to focus on for nutrition, especially like pre-race strategies that are going to help you fuel properly for the race before your workouts, after your workouts, and things like that. But just making sure you are following some type of nutrition plan. I'm not one for pick a certain one, like you have to eat paleo, you have to eat low carb or high carb, whatever, because everyone responds differently. Some people do really well on paleo and other people do really bad. So I would never force somebody to do something that doesn't work well for them. So just follow a plan and see if it's helping you. And if it's not, then we change it up. Right, and then just following any other recovery strategies that might help you recovering from your workout. Things like, should you ice, should you sauna, should you get in a hot tub? These are all things that you can play around with. Both hot and cold have great healing properties, and combining them is awesome. Here's something that you can try after your next workout. I'm going to admit this is not for everyone, but it really, really works well if you can do it on a regular basis, and that's contrast therapy. So all you would do is, after your workout, when you get home, you're going to get in a really warm shower, you know, as hot as you can tolerate. You're going to be in there from anywhere to 1 to 4 minutes, and then you're going to jump right into a cold bath. So, you know, before you jump in the shower, fill up your bathtub with cold water, throw some ice in there, and after you get out of the shower, you're going to jump in. I know it's not going to be the most pleasant thing, and you're going to hang out in there for about a minute, and then you're going to hop right back out, get into the shower again, get it nice and hot, spend another minute to 4 minutes in there, and then back in the ice bath. And you're going to do that 4 or 5 times. It's going to be exhilarating, but you'd be surprised how well that works to help your muscles fully recover from a workout, right? So the heat is actually a vasodilator. It's causing your blood vessels to expand so more blood can move. And then the ice is actually a vasoconstrictor, which is going to cause them to shorten up, which is going to help get fluid out of the muscles. So especially like blood gets caught and other things get caught in your legs from standing up and gravity keeping them down, and it's hard for that to get back to your heart and get out of there. So having that hot cold contrast therapy actually helps clear some of those metabolic byproducts that develop from exercise. So that's just one strategy that you can try and see how it helps you. But the main thing is, I want you to think about, what are you doing to focus on recovery? You know, we talked about a bunch of things, but just pick one to start. Are you not warming up before your workout? Then get a warm-up routine for you. Are you not sleeping well? Then what can you do to improve your sleep, right? So think of something for recovery. Our next step is going to be endurance training. So this is no surprise. Obviously, you need to have good endurance to complete your race. And here we're pretty much talking about running, although cross training is going to be a big part of this as well. But you are going to be running. It is a race. So what are you doing to work on your running? And that could be running mechanics or just improving your conditioning. So there's three ways that you are going to improve endurance, improve your conditioning. That's improving your lactate threshold, improving your VO2 max, and improving your running economy. Now, I could just spend time getting into all three of those. I don't want to bore you with physiology, but the main thing is, different workouts are better at training each of those things. So you want to focus on different things. And throughout this podcast, that's exactly what we're going to do, are give you specific workouts to help improve those things, like lactate threshold or like your VO2 max. But if I can leave you with one tip, it's don't rely on one type of training. So many people will maybe just go out and all they do is long distance, right? Lower intensity, they get their miles in. That needs to be in there, but not as much as people think, right? Those high mileage runs are just damaging to the body, right? That's going to lead to damaging your knees, damaging your back, your Achilles tendon, plantar fasciitis. All those common injuries that we see with running typically come because, one, they're just not running right, or one, they're running too much. So you should have low intensity, long duration workouts in there, but that should be like one of your workouts. So once a week, you're getting that high mileage in there. And those workouts are great. That's going to help improve your mitochondrial density, which is your powerhouse of your muscle cells. So it's going to help you burn fat better and produce energy aerobically, which is exactly what we want to improve endurance. So you definitely include those in there, but once a week tops, maybe twice if you're a little bit more advanced. But you also want to hit kind of moderate intensities. So this might be like aerobic intervals. So you're going to be doing harder, not super intense where you're going all out, but like a hard run maybe for 2 to 3 minutes with like a 2 to 3 minute recovery. So it's going to be like a harder run for 2 minutes and then a walk maybe, or a light jog for 2 minutes. And you're just going to alternate back and forth for 20 to 30 minutes. That's great for improving your lactate threshold. Or you might have heard of something like a tempo run. So this is kind of like a hard run for a given time. So you might run as hard as you can for 20 minutes, right? So you obviously have to pace yourself. You can't sprint for 20 minutes, but you're gonna push your intensity, push your pace that you would normally run a little bit harder for a shorter amount of time. All right, so that's another great style of workout. And then, you know, finally you throw in your high intensity interval training, right? So these are your all out efforts where you're sprinting anywhere from like 10 seconds, 30 seconds, maybe even a minute, but that might be pushing it a little bit. So these are shorter intervals with longer complete recoveries. And that's a big part of it. When you sprint for 10 to 30 seconds, if you're going all out, you need to recover. You need to walk, stop, stand in place, whatever, put your hands on your knees, catch your breath, but wait till you're fully recovered, because in order for you to get the benefits that you hear of for high intensity interval training, you need complete recovery. So each interval is going to be performed at a high intensity. So make sure you include each of those workouts in a given week, or maybe every other week, however you're designing your program, right? So you have a low intensity, a moderate intensity, and then a high intensity run throughout there. And then don't forget to throw in cross training, right? Running can just be damaging on the joints. So get on a bike, get in the pool, get some hiking in there, whatever it might be, just something different to give your joints a little bit of a break. All right, now that we covered the E, we're going to move on to the S, which is strength training. Strength training is obviously going to be a huge component of your program. It's one thing that to build that endurance, but you need to be strong to get through some of these obstacles. And again, I can spend a ton of time on this, but I'm hoping to keep this podcast short to get started so you can use this information and not just get lost with everything. So focus on the fundamentals, right? So we have some basic movement patterns that you should train on a regular basis. And that's what we like to do, is keep it simple, focus on these movements, and you get a lot of bang for your buck, and you're not spending 2 hours in the gym every time. So number one, crawling. What are you doing to improve your crawling, right? You're obviously going to have to crawl under barbed wire, but there's lots of other benefits to crawling. It's a fundamental movement pattern, right? It's how we learn how to walk. So we focus on the ABCs, right? So we do ape crawls, bear crawls, and crab walks. And obviously there's a lot more, and there's all sorts of variations with these ones. But again, good place to start. Throw them in on your warm-up, right? After you prepare the body for exercise, then start crawling. And ABCs. And then throw in different variations as you see fit. All right, then we're going to move into squatting, right? Obviously squatting is going to be a great, really total body, not just lower body, but you know you're going to have to squat. You know you're going to have to lunge. You know you're going to have to lift something, right? So like deadlifts or anything with a hip hinge are going to be critical. And then for our upper body, we're going to push stuff and we're going to pull stuff, right? And that's our push-ups, our pull-ups, our rows or other presses. And really, that's it. Every exercise you know pretty much is some kind of combination of those movements. So that's your workout. You crawl, you squat, you lunge, you lift, you push, you pull, right? And then, of course, I am forgetting the most important thing, you burpee, right? So it could be good old-fashioned burpees or any modifications or advancements that you need. Hopefully, you're training hard, so you're not going to be doing burpees, but it's a good idea. I mean, it's just such a great exercise, but you know, just in case that spear just doesn't want to stick in that one day, you're ready to crank out 30 burpees. It's no big deal, and then you move on to your next obstacle. So you want to be prepared for all of those things, right? And like I said, check out our website, SpartanUnderground.com. Download the Step Up to Spartan program, and we have a done for you template that you can follow in there with some videos so you know exactly what to do. All right, and then finally, our T is going to be our tactical training. Right, so just like any sport, you need to get specific with your training. So this is our sport-specific training. You need to practice, and that's all this is. You build endurance, you build strength, so that these obstacles come easier, but you need a strategy. You need a step-by-step process to throwing a spear. So every time you pick it up, you nail that target, and you're watching everybody else do burpees as you run by them, laughing on the inside. but we need to do some type of practice in there. So you know what obstacles are going to be there. Obviously, there's always a surprise or two, but there's going to be monkey bars. There's going to be a bucket carry. There's going to be some kind of sandbag or log carry. You're going to climb a rope. You're going to jump over walls. You're going to have to hit that spear. You crawl under barbed wire. Hoist up a sandbag. Get through the multi-rig, right? And you're going to be hanging. So we need grip strength. We need core strength, right? So all the things that we train for in our strength training program will make training for these things easier. So again, I'm not going to try and explain how to get through all these obstacles here. Go to the website, download that report, and you're going to get step-by-step instructions for some of the most common obstacles and exactly how you can get through. But the main thing is work on them on a regular basis. Like the spear, so many people miss the spear, and it doesn't have to be that complicated of an obstacle. People just get nervous and they don't know what to do, and they just throw it like a baseball and they're not even close, right? So I'll admit, full disclosure, I missed the spear on my first three Spartan races, and I couldn't tell you how frustrating that was watching people pass me because I just couldn't get that stupid thing to stick in there. So the first time I just had no clue what to expect, and when they said, here, you have to throw this, my first response is, well, how many chances do I get? And obviously you probably know the answer, and you can guess that I was doing burpees. The next time I thought, yeah, I got it, no big deal, 30 burpees. The third time, same thing, 30 burpees. And all it took was practice. So what I did was I made some spears. Again, you can go on our site and check out how to make a spear, but it's really not that complicated. Google it and you'll find how to make your own spear. And then you just set up a target. We just have hills outside, so I just throw it into the side of a steep hill, and I just practice over and over and over until it became automatic, and I just don't think about it anymore. So yes, there are different strategies to help you get better and better so you can get it quicker, but really, if you just practice and practice and practice, it's not going to be a big deal. And the same thing goes for all of these obstacles. How to climb a rope, right? You practice. You need to know the strategies. Yeah, are you going to use an S-hook, a J-hook, whatever? How are you going to get up that rope? And you practice it over and over and over again. Monkey bars, practice, right? Get to a playground and just practice. Push the kids out of the way and show them how to do it. Right, so that's our main thing with the tactical skill. So make sure at least one day a week you are incorporating some type of tactical practice. So going off that, so what should a week look like in a training program? So this would be ideal, right? Perfect scenario, which I know life's not perfect, but this is what I would recommend. You have 2 days a week that you're doing a strength program. Now that can be total body, where you're covering all the movements that we talked about, or maybe you have to do a split because you just don't have as much time in the gym. Either way, 2 days a week devoted to strength, right? 2 days a week devoted to endurance training. So this would be your running, right? So one day might be a low intensity, one day might be a high intensity. Just make sure you mix it up and not every day is high intensity. And then at least one day of tactical training. All right, so that'd be 5 days a week with 2 days recovery. And like I said, our whole rest system is built on recovery. So you should have a couple recovery days built in there. Now that could be you do nothing, but I recommend work on something, right? This could be a yoga day, or you know, a stretch day, or just a practice day where you're just gonna practice a few things, just not do a hardcore workout, right? So just pick something light, a nice easy walk or a hike, you meditate, whatever is going to help you recover faster. Those are the things that you're going to want to work on those days, right? And that would be your week. And then each week you're going to progress until you get stronger, you get faster, and you just dominate these obstacles, because that's what this is all about. You want to look forward to these races like I do and just kill every obstacle in your way. And when you get good enough, it doesn't matter what obstacle they throw. It could be the first time you ever see it. You have the fundamentals down where you know you're just going to crush that obstacle in front of you and blow by everybody else. All right, so that's it. Like I said, I wanted to try and keep this as quick as I could and just go over my system. And like I said, go to SpartanUnderground.com and then just click on the instant access button to download that report. And you're gonna we broke it up into emails, so not to overwhelm you, each day you're gonna get a new email that will focus on everything I talked about, and there's great sample programs in there for you to follow and at least get going on your program. Don't forget, anything that I mentioned in this podcast, anything I can link to, just go to SpartanUnderground.com/podcast. Again, if you just go to the homepage, you'll see the podcast link. Just scroll down, and that'll go to all of our podcasts that we release. So that's it. I hope you got a lot out of this. I really enjoyed doing this. I'm looking forward to putting out great episodes. Like next time, we're actually interviewing Coach Albert Liu, who is a pose method running specialist, and he is going to give you some great strategies on how to work on your biggest obstacle, which is going to be running. So not just going out on a run, but actually working on your running technique to reduce injury and improve performance. So he's got some pretty cool things that he's going to share, so definitely stick around. Please subscribe to our channel, give us a review if you liked anything that you heard, and we're going to continue to keep putting out great content to help you dominate your next Spartan race. Until next time, Aruf.